spanning the island to bring you the constant variety of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is Voice of Vashon's Live Sports.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a glorious day here at Pirate Stadium for the first match in the 2025 Varsity Pirates girls soccer season. Thank you for tuning in on KVSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon and voiceofvashon.org. Returning after a brilliant first year in the business, Finnegan Bowles and Garrett Dorr are with us in the studio. My name is Oscar Lopez. To my right, as usual, is Jamie Lopez. And then to his right, we have a Voice of Vashon debutante here in the booth. It is Joshua Cassad. And before we get into our little pregame show that I'm going to pretend I wrote down.
Yeah.
Joshua, just quick, very, very brief, tell us about yourself.
I'm in eighth grade, and I've wanted to do radio stuff for a while, so this is kind of my first time really doing it, though, so new experience. It'll be fun.
Well, the bad news for you is the fans are not forgiving. So if this is not a high-level performance, expect a moderate to large amount of hate mail in the coming weeks. But I remember my first day with Voice of Vashon with David Leonard, the legendary David Leonard, and mainly what I remember is how open and accepting Voice of Vashon was to newcomers, and this is another example of that, and how lucky we are to have this island radio station with us. But today is not about Voice of Vashon, despite how much the producers would like to make it. Today is about the Vashon Island girls varsity team, and for me, despite the many storylines you could speak about with the players, which we certainly will speak about with the players, for me, today is really about the head coach, April Botman-Hawes. This is her second year in charge of the girls' varsity team. I thought her first season was a resounding success, and I say that because in their first game last season, Vashon played against the Annie Wright Gators, who are, in fact, their opponents tonight, lost 7-0, and it was, in my humble opinion, probably the worst Vashon Island varsity soccer performance I have ever seen.
Yeah, that was a hard beat down, and it really made me very worried for April Botman-Haas as well as the entire program. They had a big transition year. They had lost a lot of seniors the year before. They had a young squad, and yeah, after a 7-0 loss, it seemed very grim.
But, and this is the reason why I say that season one was a success, considering that when you look at last season at face value, it was certainly a rebuild year. 11 seniors, maybe 12, graduated 2 years ago, a completely new squad, and April Botman-Hawes took them from losing 7-0, getting destroyed on their first day, to winning a playoff game. And yeah, they actually got knocked out by Annie Wright, only 2-1, and it was a last-second goal from a corner. As Pirates take the field here, Nia Hart stands between the sticks. She was strong in goal in her first season playing soccer last year. Two center backs are Miriam Cassad and Rachel Gross. Left back is Ava Coombs. Right back looks to be Sophie Cohen. Midfield two, Issa Noller and Lilith Provo. Incredibly important this year for April Botman-Hawes. And it looks like she's gone strong in midfield with those two. And just ahead of them, Josie Reiling. On the left, it is freshman Evie Serebriakov for Vashon. A lot of big expectations for her. Plays her fall soccer. Plays her rest of your soccer at PAC. It's another freshman at center forward for Vashon, Lana Antonellis, who is evidently a teammate of Sophie Cohen at Highline, someone that I have never had the pleasure of watching play, but I'm certainly excited to see what she brings to the pitch. And on the right for Vashon, it is Tisa Durahim, who, when she came on the field last season, she looked strong, although it was a season that was riddled with injuries and other complications, and unfortunately, you can see that big brace on her right knee. It seems that those injury problems have not quite yet eluded her, as we seem to be having some sort of delay here. The referees, oh, I see what it is. The third referee has shown up right as the game's about to begin. Mm. All right, good start, boys.
Well, I, for one, am really excited to see what Evie Serebriakov brings to this team. She's got a long sort of island lineage of older siblings who have both played for the Pirates and were impact players. She's been terrific. I've watched her for years in youth soccer. She's got a mind for the goal. She goes a vertical player, straight at the goal. And it'll be fun to see if she can bring some pace and that sort of that sense of attack to this team. It's something that they desperately need.
a key absence for Vachon that they was certainly an important player for them last year. Well, there's two. We'll start with the good news. Rosemary Baumann is out. She played on JV today. She's nursing a knee injury, sort of working her way back to full fitness. That's why she was on JV. The bad news is Annabelle Thompson has been stolen by the cross-country coach.
Come on. Who does that? Nobody likes cross country. What's she doing?
I mean,
what is it? You just run a long way and you just
run around.
Keep running?
You run around.
When do you stop running?
When they tell you to.
Who wins? Somebody wins?
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that, in my opinion, maybe the most athletic person at VHS runs cross country. Josh Healy. He's tipped to win this year, and he's certainly impressive. But the athletes certainly are impressive. But what I say is,
I'm suspect.
What I'll say is, impressive athletes in a subpar sport. That's my feeling. Impressive athletes in a subpar sport. You just run around.
Yeah.
And, we're running out of things to say.
No,
here.
We're
I really
not.
Wish this ref-
oh, let me aren't. Jump right in here.
You've got your essays.
Pirate Soccer Boosters is a volunteer group supporting the Vachon girls and boys high school teams. Everything from keeper training to end-of-season celebrations to new gear, and none of that happens without the generous support of sponsors. Pirate Girls Soccer is proudly sponsored by Survivor, the greatest reality game of all time. Season 49 debuts September 24th on CBS and Paramount Plus. For 25 years, Survivor has been a cultural force. Tune in to see why it still reigns supreme. Alliances, blindsides, and all. Josh, have you ever seen Survivor?
No, I haven't.
You've never seen? Now's
it's
the time.
In the youth.
Do you have Paramount Plus?
No, I don't think I do.
Well, this is... I don't know what to say about that. Except to say they're a proud sponsor. You should get Paramount Plus and you should catch up. It's a fantastic show. Season 49, debuting shortly.
All right. Referees took their sweet time, but we now seem to be ready to go. Looks like Antonellis will be the one to get things started for the Pirates in their black home kits. Kicking right to left. Annie Wright in their chain strips of white going left to right. As we prepare to get underway.
Brett's not centering it.
He's on the line. And it is Antonellis to get us underway in the first match of the 2026 varsity girls soccer season. As now here is Provo. Back for Gross. Quick pressure by Annie Wright. Takes it out wide for Sophie Cohen at right back. Down the line looking for, I believe, Antonellis, who does get there, but it's taken off of her by the Annie Wright left back for Vachon's first throw-in on the far side.
Tentative touches from the Pirates, but right passes in the right position.
You imagine that the first match, especially against a strong team, is going to be slightly nervy as Reiling is unable to get the throw in under control. Ball set long first time by Annie Wright. Cassad will get there well ahead of the Annie Wright center forward. Touches it wide for Ava Coombs. Could not reach it. And it'll be an Annie Wright throw.
You say strong side. Is Annie Wright projected to be competitive this year?
Well, I didn't quite tune into the ESPN Stephen A. Smith analyses, but I remember from last year that they finished as a top four side in the playoffs, knocked the Pirates out with a 2-1 victory as Issa Noller, using her body as she does so well, is swarmed by two Annie Wright players, manages to maintain possession, find Coombs. Cassad, first touch into Provo. This is good play under pressure from the Pirates as Provo has found Serebryakov down the left-hand side who has room to run. Evie Serebryakov trying to turn away from one and is muscled out of bounds by a very strong effort from the Annie Wright right back, Reagan Kress. Throw-in will be taken not by Kress but by Katia Defebau towards the center forward who seemed to lose it in the sun. That was Annabelle Bamford. I remember Defebau from last year. She's a very, very strong center back.
Yeah, I remember her as well.
Thrown for the Pirates, taken by Coombs into Provo, trying to flick it on in the direction of Reiling, who does get there ahead of the Annie Wright center midfielder. Can't keep it under control, but Reiling will win it back. Now Provo into Noller and back to Gross. Pressed by Annie Wright, touches it wide for Sophie Cohen. Needs some help here, has it with Noller. Now Provo, this is good from the Pirates to start. Provo down the right-hand side, missed by one, and now here's Antonellis, tackled off of her by Defebau. Cleared away only as far as Cohen. Into Antonellis, turning away from one. Clearance is blocked. It falls to Serebryakov, deep inside Annie Wright territory, touching it into space for Noller. Now Provo, Pirates dominating possession early on as Provo tries to slide it through to, I believe it was Serebryakov, and Annie Wright can look to counter, although that one's cut out immediately by Cohen. Now Cassad in the center circle. Errant pass from her, down the left-hand side from Annie Wright towards the left-winger Sarah Elliott, dispossessed immediately by Cohen, and the Pirates can reset. So word on the street is despite the graduation of the Annie Wright Dutch superstar, I forget her, Femke Laudy.
Right,
that was her name. But they seem to have a new sort of freshman superstar, Ellie Finch.
What's her number?
Number four.
Okay.
Now here is Annie Wright. Down the left-hand side, through ball, cannot connect, was nowhere near the striker Bamford, and Vashon will have a goal kick.
I tell you what, Nia Hart wasn't even thinking of coming off her line. Just let that roll right out. Wow, no targets. Vashon's doing a nice job keeping their shape here thus far.
It's really good to see them establishing some possession, and you'd expect that to be the case when you have players like Noller and Provo in the center of the park, and I imagine that's what Botman-Haas is going for, is the clearance from Hart is picked up by the Annie Wright left back. Now their left winger, I believe that is Sarah Elliott, cannot get to the through ball, and Vashon will have another throw in. So just under 5 minutes in, the Pirates with some possession, but Josh, what do they need to do to really make dangerous efforts on the Annie Wright goal?
They've definitely gotten some good short passing spurts, but they've struggled to keep those going, so if they can get a little further up with those little passings. Then,
might be what you're talking
Antonellis.
About. Antonellis down the right-hand side. She's away from one, and she's away from Defebau. Can't get there. Antonellis, though, needs some help. Defebau recovers. The cross and not great. Serbiakov manages to get a foot on it. Durheim's in the mix, but Annie Wright able to get away. But a strong run from Lana Antonellis. Is very highly rated by the coaching staff that I spoke to before the match, and we can see why. It's thrown taken quickly by Cohen into Durheim, away from one, and then away from two. Tisa Durheim, corner to the 18, heavy third touch cleared out by the Gators, and it took a deflection off of Pirate last.
Is it me, or does Tisa Durheim have a wrap on her leg? Is she missing an injury?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. The knee problems had her last year, and it seems like they still have her this year, although she seems to be moving all right.
Here's a fringe benefit of having Evie on the squad. We get Sergei Serebrikov prowling the sidelines like a shark. You see him down there? Got the open-toed footwear, doesn't want to overheat.
We'll see how that turns out. Oh, no. Error here by the Pirates as Cohen, in a miscommunication between her and Rachel Gross. Gross able to make the tackle before things got really dangerous.
One thing you'd like to be able to see in these situations is the Pirates switch the field.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think, because one disadvantage that the Pirates are at is they are not a tall team at all.
Mm.
So, and that has, you know, a lot to do with age. It's still a very young squad. But nevertheless, you're going to have to play it across the field on the ground. They have the personnel for it, as Coombs is struggling to deal with the ball at the top of the 18 for the Pirates. Then falls to Gross, who has time to take a touch. Serbiakov showing herself out wide. Sees the ball. Here's Serebriakov. Turns effortlessly away from one and has a lot of room on the left-hand side. Nobody really making a run forward for her as she is pushed out of bounds hard. Referee plays advantage, though, as Noller passes it into Reiling. Just ahead of the 18-yard box, heavy touch, and Defebau hammers that one out for a throw-in. Good call by the referee, because that was certainly a foul on Serebriakov, but well done to wait on the whistle and play the advantage. But that's the second time she's found great space on this near side, Serbiakov. It's too easy getting past. I don't know who that right back was, but they stabbed in way too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We were mentioning before, I see Evan Serbiakov has made it into the ground.
Nice. Oh, maybe I don't see him. Where is he?
Sergei? Oh, he was here.
No, Evan.
Oh, Evan? Yeah, he's there with the black hair.
That's funny. I recognize the hair, but I wouldn't have known that's Evan.
Provo now trying to play it across, has it blocked. Near side, right in the corner for the Pirates. Really good physicality by the right back of Annie Wright to push Provo off the ball. That was Sofia Verbovsky. That is not a simple task to dispossess Provo like that, and Verbovsky made it look easy. But the ball is back with the Pirates, and Sophie Cohen pressed hard by the left winger, Tara Nichols-Whitmore, and Cohen's pass somewhat misplaced. Dropped back to the keeper by Shelby McNulley, and sent long first time by the keeper, Bowden. Stepping up to make the challenge is Cohen. Annie Wright maintained possession only momentarily. Sent long into Bamford. First touch trying to pick out Nichols. Whitmore only finding Gross. Now Cohen forward into Durheim. Right back to Gross. Is pressured by Nichols. Whitmore. And she is dispossessed here, Rachel Gross. Cohen makes up for it. Now Noller turning away from one. Has a forward run for Serebriakov. Goes instead into Reiling. Trying to feed it through for Antonellis. picked off by the Annie Wright center back, but Reiling maintains possession. Provo goes back to Rachel Gross at the 50-yard line. Now Cohen. It's a lovely spell of possession from Vashon, but can they make anything out of it? As Antonellis with a nice turn on the left back, not really showing pace, but finds Reiling inside the box, who has a shot, and then wide of the near post, out for a goal kick, but first effort by the Pirates.
Good turn. I'm sorry, we've said her name several times now, but on the far right side there.
Lana Antonellis.
Yeah, good turn.
Yeah, that was really nice.
So tell us more. Who was the right back that dispossessed Provo? You don't see that very often at all.
I believe it was Sophia Verbowski.
I'm excited to see how Provo reacts to that.
Yeah. Well, but the truth is she won't come up against her too much because Provo's playing in the center of the park and Verbowski's over at right back. So we'll see if they come into contact again. Another celebrity sighting. I see Pirate Boys varsity head coach John Thomas.
Wow.
Has emerged from his Mercer Island home.
The walking chicken.
Yep. Former assistant coach of the girls varsity team back in the Scott Nicolino days, as Durahim seems to have pulled up a little bit here. That's not a good sight. As the ball sent over the top, and the Pirates do not have numbers back. Coombs has a problem here. Pressed from behind. Needs to drop it back to the keeper instead. Holds on to the ball too long and is now dispossessed on the right-hand side by Annie Wright. Coombs able to get into a good defensive position, make a strong tackle, and it's out for a Gator throw, and Coombs making up for her mistake.
Yeah, you'd like to see Coombs drop it right back in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Good pressure, though, from Kaylin Zottner. I remember her from last year as well.
Well, let's see how the defense is on a set piece.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I really have a long throw in the... Oh, I stand corrected. Defebow takes a throw straight into the box and hearts off her line sharply to claim.
A lot of space up there on the right side now for Alpin.
Here is Alpin. Turning the corner is Vashon Pirate right winger, Lana Antonellis. All of Alpin gets it back, trying to square it into Reiling. Won by the Gators and then promptly lost as Provo has it now on the right-hand side. She seems to be liking to take up wide areas, feeds it into Reiling, who has the first-time effort, and it trickles easily for the Annie Wright goalkeeper Bowden. Another shot by Reiling. She's finding good space, but just not finding the connection she needs on strikes. But, Josh, I know you were talking about maintaining possession a bit longer and sort of getting the ball down the pitch. Is everything to your liking so far? It seems like Vashon have carved out a couple of opportunities.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll come back to you in just a second as Nichols Whitmore has forced her way through the Pirates' back line. However, it is touched out by Gross for an Annie Wright throw, and sorry to cut you off there, Josh.
Yeah, there definitely has been a couple of very good possession spells and getting a good attempt up at the goal. Just hasn't finished yet on either of those.
And that's what you want to see. If you're April Botman-Hawes, you know, the finishing will come. You are perfectly happy to see, against a strong Annie Wright side, Vashon maintaining the majority of possession and being able to get the ball into their wingers. As the ball is sent long by the Gators into the box over the head of everybody and out for a goal kick. And what's great about having your forwards be, or your two main forwards in Serebriakov and Antonellis be freshmen, is that they can only get better. You know, they'll just continue to improve this year and the years to come. And Alpin, I missed the substitution, came on at right winger to replace the injured Durahim.
Sorry to see that for Durahim.
Yeah. Sheesh. You really hate to see it. Ball's back in position with the Gators. Here is Zottner. Now in the midfield, it's Isla Tart. Sent long by Annie Wright. Straight into Provo. Brings it down under pressure from Bamford. As Provo goes down, manages to stay on her or get back to her feet, but can only give the ball back to McNulley in the midfield for Annie Wright. She passes straight into Alpin, who has a tough time controlling. Has the overlapping run from Cohen. Can't find it. Sarah Elliott making a nuisance of herself. Now it's back to McNulley, trying to work her way past Alpin. Cannot do so. Now Antonellis for Vashon. Needs an option. Does not have one. Is dispossessed. And the ball's back with Provo. That's something that you'll see grow in time. You know, Antonellis, a really, really technically gifted player, but just that overexcitement to get forward, turning into pressure when maybe you shouldn't be. That's the type of thing that comes with age, as Gross misplacing her pass. Now it's with the left midfielder of Annie Wright, who sends it hopefully into the box, but Hart's there well ahead of the on-rushing forward, Zottner. Hart rolls it into Cohen, forwarded to Alpin, who has space to turn into. Needs to find a pass here, Olive Alpin. Goes down the line for Antonellis, lets it roll past her. Has the pace to beat the first player, but needs an option. Antonellis at the edge of the 18, fires it into Serebryakov, touching it backwards. Could not find Reiling, or maybe she was going for the run of Noller. Cleared away by Annie Wright into their forward, Nicholas Whitmore, brought down by Cohen. Referee says play on. I like that call. Now here's Alpin again. Space to run into, but she's not running into it. Alpin plays it in the direction of Reiling. First clearance missed by Annie Wright. Brought down by Bamford until it's quickly run by Provo. Back to Kassad. Trying to find Noller. Last 5 minutes of this game have gotten really sloppy from both sides as Coombs, case in point, touches it straight out of bounds for an Annie Wright throw-in.
It's been a bit of a stronger spell from the Gators.
Yeah,
they're starting to find their rhythm, starting to string together some passes, relax into this thing.
Well, I don't want to jinx things, but this certainly seems a weaker Annie Wright side.
Mm-hmm.
As now, Botman-Haas has made another tactical switch, not a substitution, but it looks like she's moved Alpin to the left-hand side and Serebryakov to the right as a through ball is played forward by the Gators, but again, Hart off their line to claim. Rolls it out short to Kassad. Passes it straight to an Annie Wright Gator. Lucky that she wasn't ready for it. Noller recovering possession for Vachon. Turns away from the pressure of one. Squares it into Provo. But then she passes it straight to an Annie Wright Gator. What's going on these last 5 minutes? Gross steps in to tackle it away. Ryland can't control, and it falls to Reagan Kress in the middle for Annie Wright. Now Sophia Verbovsky sent forward by Defebau. She certainly is the type to only take one touch no matter the situation. As Provo again losing out for Vachon, and Annie Wright on the counter here, although a poor touch by the forward for Annie Wright. Cleared off the line by, or not off the line, Nia Hart off her line to clear with her feet. Now here's Serebryakov trying to make some room here in the center of the park, but she has done so. Playing a through ball to Antonellis. It's a foot race between her and the keeper. A foot race, and Antonellis has won! And Chick touched it wide.
Ah,
for a goal kick.
Good lead from Serebryakov.
Mm-hmm.
She'd like that one back, boy.
It was a good ball by Serebryakov, and I think she would like that one back. I mean, the keeper was in total no man's land. She came off her line way too late, and if you're Antonellis, honestly, I think take a touch. Try and touch it around the keeper, or touch yourself into a better angle, and then just finish it low. But
yeah, she felt like she caught the keeper in no man's land,
mm-hmm.
sort of jogging out there, thought maybe I'll just chip it over.
Again, though. That's what you see from a freshman. Young players not quite mentally equipped for taking the chances. I mean, we see it even in the most talented of players and not even freshmen, as Hart will get to this one with her feet, sends it long into a dangerous area, picked up by Annie Wright, a couple of juggles, and then passes it into Zottner, trying to feed it back through to an Annie Wright forward, cleared away by Gross, only as far as the Gators, who are, as you say, Jamie, looking a bit better these last couple minutes. Noller intercepts for Vachon. Now Alpin turns away from one.
Yeah.
Kept in by all of Alpin. Couldn't find Reiling, though. It falls back to McNulley, who's looked very strong at central defensive midfielder. And he's played it over the top for Nichols. Whitmore is in an offside position. But I was going to say, I mean, you remember the boys' season, the way they got eliminated by Kingsway Christian. You think about somebody like Mason Haynes, who might very well could be one of, if not the most talented players that this, you know, Pirates boys program has seen, but I mean, he just missed easy chance after easy chance, and that's just what happens when you're an underclassman and, you know, you're in these big game situations. It's obviously nothing against him. We know how great of a player he is. Now Serebryakov cuts inside in the center circle, a lovely ball out on the left for Olive Alpin, trying to feed it through to the run of Ethan Noller. It was a good idea by Alpin, but picked off by Annie Wright. One back in the center circle by Gross. She needs to get rid of it. Balls to Provo. Now Reiling, able to turn. Serebryakov again needs a runner. Has one down the right-hand side to Antonellis. She looks very dangerous for the Pirates in these first 15 minutes. Antonellis cutting back away from one. Back into Serebryakov, who had a bit of an issue with one of the players on her. Manages to maintain possession. Back down the right-hand side for Antonellis once more, who this time is possessed by Defebau, who shows her strength. But it's one back by the Pirates. As here's Antonellis again, passing to a dangerous area, is intercepted by Nevaeh Falcone, trying to feed it through to Tara Nichols Whitmore, but there is Sophie Cohen to send it out for an Annie Wright throw-in.
Cohen bringing that classic Cohen physicality to her game. a lot of backyard matches with Nate not going her way.
Don't let her hear that. That's the younger brother.
No, Nate's a tough kid. Don't sleep on Nate.
I mean, we're about 20 minutes in, and actually I'll take this opportunity to thank everybody for tuning in on KVCHLP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon, or voiceofvashon.org. Just under 20 minutes into the Vashon Island Pirates varsity girls soccer first game of the 2025 season. Still zeros between the Pirates and the Annie Wright Gators. Throw-in taken by Annie Wright down the left-hand side. Here's Zautner for Annie Wright. Ball played in, hopefully, by the Gators. Missed header by the right midfielder. Oh, excuse me, that is Zautner. And it falls to the goalkeeper, Hart, rolling it out for Cohen. Pressure coming from the Annie Wright left winger, Sarah Elliott. But she's found Serebryakov here, who loves to check back into the midfield to receive. Cutting inside. You know what she's reminding me of at the minute? Yoni Respighi. Seems to be a very similar type of play. The through ball played over the top from Annie Wright. Nia Hart, can she get there? Yes, she does. Dangerous miscommunication, but it's given away by Hart. It falls to Zautner of the corner 18. Hart's off her line, and Zautner with an absolute howler of an effort. That one goes straight out of bounds.
Boy, you appreciate it. I mean, it makes all kinds of sense to pull the trigger, but if you're going to pull the trigger, pull the trigger.
I mean, it's got to be at least in the same postal code. I don't know what that was. But I say she reminds me a bit of Yoni Respighi in the fact that she loves to drop deep to receive the ball, turn, and then run at the defender, and often cut inside. Checking back to receive is Antonellis. Great couple touches by her out wide for Alpen, who manages to keep it in, playing it down the line. Antonellis pressing, and one back by Alpen. And I think it was, in fact, out of bounds, signaled by the referee's assistant on the near side, Brett Owensby.
That's the type of relentless vigilance you can expect from Owensby.
Throw-in taken by Coombs into Reiling. Back to Coombs. Now Provo. Heavy touch from her, but the ball falls to Kassad. Down in the general direction of Alpen, but it's into a Gator. He gives it right back to Coombs. Now Reiling. Heavy touch under traffic, given away, and sent long down the right-hand side into space for Annie Wright. If Bamford will get there ahead of Gross, she needs options in the middle, though. Bamford takes a touch, and that was probably her mistake. Gross able to get there and usher her out of bounds for a goal kick. She should have played it across first time. I mean, in the box, Nevaeh Falcone was wide open.
Yeah.
Falcone. It's like an old mafia name. I feel like, were there Falcones in Batman?
There should have been.
I feel like there were, it's either Falcone or Falcone, something like that. Checking run made by Noller. She receives from Kassad. Reiling, great turn to touch back into Noller, who's got some space now to work with. Feeds it right back into Josie Reiling. Heavy touch from her, and it falls now to Falcone for Annie Wright. Stood up by Provo, blocked into McNulley. Down the left-hand side for Bamford, working on Cohen, who puts in a good tackle to win it back for Vashon. Now finds Serebryakov. Needs some help and has it with an overlapping run from Cohen. She's got space down the right-hand side. Touches it away from one. This is a good run by Cohen. Now can she find the pass? No, she cannot. Intercepted by Defebau. And McNulley will clear it away into Elliott for Annie Wright. Trying to go down the line into Bamford. A through ball. Not the right choice, considering Bamford is very little pace. Gross there, gets there easily. And that's the type of thing. You've got to know your teammates. Because that's a good opportunity. Annie Wright are in 2v2, but Bamford has no pace at all, so she's definitely going to want the ball to feet. But the player for Annie Wright just played it through, and that's making it essentially impossible for her. And that's one of those things, and, you know, we won't watch too much of Annie Wright this year, but that's the type of thing that comes with working together, and sort of that's the type of thing that develops over the year.
Well, you'd also like to see them consider dropping back to the keeper in that situation, allowing her to quickly switch field.
Who, Annie Wright or Vashon?
Vashon.
Oh, okay, yeah. Substitution here for the Pirates. Ava Coombs replaced at left back by Sailor, or excuse me, not Sailor, that's her older sister. She's graduated. Piper Frith. Throw and taken into Falcone. Good first touch by her, and then good first touch by McNulley, who sends her shot to the moon. Out of bounds for a goal kick. Finishing has certainly not been there. You think it hasn't been there for the Pirates, for Annie Wright. They haven't even gotten one close to Nia Hart's goal. But 17 and a half minutes to go in the first half. I think chances have been about equal, as the Pirates almost give away a corner kick here. Ball's with Cohen, far side near the Pirates' corner flag. Finds Gross, now Serebryakov. First touch back to Cohen is kept in and then sent out for an Annie Rice for the pressure getting to the Pirates. First 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes that the Pirates looked good. Their possession was good, and their possession is still good, but it feels like they get it, my thing, they get it to their wingers, they get it to Zurabiakov, they get it to Antonellis, then they don't really know what to do. Then it just feels like it's like, okay, now Evie or Lana just dribble through the whole team. And that's not going to happen. So they need to really work on that team attack, as Frith is in possession for the first time, hanging onto the ball way too long, but manages to get into Noller, does well in traffic to find Alpin. Too heavy of a first touch from her. Picked up by the Annie Wright right back. Looked very strong in this match, turning away from Alpin and then playing a very wayward through ball that Hart will let roll out for a goal kick. That is Sophia Verbovsky.
Yeah, I don't know what the thought was there. I didn't see a runner.
Maybe the new who of Annie Wright. Incredible defensively, lacking on the ball.
Everybody needs a new who.
Yeah, that is certainly true. Goal kick will be taken long by Cassad. Takes a hop before falling to McNulley in the midfield for Annie Wright. Here is Shelby McNulley. Now Elliott, left-hand side forward in towards Bamford, but it's thrown to Falcone, and incredible recovering run by Noller to get there ahead of Falcone, and Noller just takes it out all the way herself, but then gets her foot caught and can only touch it out for an Annie Wright throw.
Things are a little discombobulated for the Pirates at the moment.
Yeah.
Broken plays and some recovery, but not really holding their shape the way they were early on in this match.
A referee's given a free kick here for Basham inside their own box. Well, Josh, what would you say, from what you've seen, that the strengths and weaknesses for Basham, you told us how they need to create chances, and they actually kind of did that, but what's the final piece to finding the back of the net for you?
Well, they've definitely gotten it, like, far enough up the field. They just haven't gotten it very, like, close enough to the goal for someone to get a good shot and have possession all the way up there. Especially in the first 10 or 15 minutes, they looked, like, pretty clean to at least get a bunch of chances. But we haven't seen a lot of that and a lot more, kicking it out and kind of bouncing it around a lot.
I'm enjoying the physicality right now.
Yeah, physicality is good, but it feels like neither team really playing the prettiest soccer as of right now. Pirates had a good start as the throw-in's taken into the box by Annie Wright. A couple players taking in. Gross needs to stay physical. Bamford gets the first touch. Nobody there to capitalize. The ball was just sitting at the edge of the six-yard box. Nobody there for Annie Wright, and it finds its way to Zurabiakov on the right-hand side. Now Ryling in space. Pirates can look to counter here as Ryling plays it into a dangerous area, but nobody in the vicinity. I think you could say that Antonellis was the closest one, but even she was not very close. As the ball's actually stayed in. It looked like it was going out for a goal kick. Ball's with Defebow here on the far side of Annie Wright's corner, and Zurabiakov has managed to keep it for Vashon that goes down and wins a free kick. Really well done by Evie Zurabiakov. We know that's what she's all about. Always, always fighting for the ball. And you know what I love to see, and I swear you never see this with Vashon players. She knows when to go down. We've seen
right.
it twice now. When you beat your defender and feel the contact, you go down, and we've seen that she can do that, which I think is going to be big because she's already won us a good opportunity. I bet you she wins us a lot of penalties this year.
Yeah. That's a great comment. I didn't realize that's a habitual problem with the Pirates.
Not even just the Pirates, just Vashon soccer players as a whole.
What is it? Is it pride? What
I think
it?
It's an ego.
It's
I
an
really
ego.
Think it's an ego. I think it's sort of the idea that this guy bumped me. I'm not going to go down. I'm just going to bump them harder.
Is it fair to trace the tendency back to poor coaching from Nick Keenan from an early age across the board as a community?
Well, I feel like that's generally what you can do for most Vashon shortcomings.
Yeah,
kind of a Nick Keenan problem.
I see.
Antonellis is given a break. I believe that is Morgan Ernest replacing her. A senior who was on the roster last year, but I think pretty much had an injury issue the entire season, as Cassad wins it back, touches it into an area looking for Ernest, although not many people could have gotten to that, but Pirates will win a throw-in on the near side, although that was certainly a mistake from Radovsky, she could have let that one roll out for a goal kick. Frith up to take the throw-in, just over the head of Provo. Ernest battling for it on the near side, kept in by Annie Wright, although it might have been a mistake, and touched just outside of the corner flag for another Pirate throw-in right in the corner. I was very close to being a corner kick.
How do you guys feel conceptually about the notion of co-captains? Vacheron's got co-captains, correct? Issa and Lilith?
I mean, it depends at what level you are. If you're a professional,
at this level,
I think two captains is the right amount. I would say maybe three is too many, but I like two. As here's Alpin for the Pirates, near side in the corner. Back to Provo. Player owner actually needs help here, Lilith Provo. Goes into Noller. Now Frith, back into Noller. Turns away from one, trying to open the angle for a shot. Still going across the field is Issa Noller. Eventually, I think he was trying to feed it into Serebryakov, cleared by Defebow. Only as far as Noller, putting her shoulder into one of the Gators. And wins a throw-in for the Pirates, this time on the far side.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. She can hit it, so I don't think that was a shot. I think you're right. I think she's looking for a player.
Yeah, no, that did not look like a shot. Throw-in taken by Cohen into Serebryakov. Gives it back to Cohen and then gets it right back through. Rickoff plays across behind Ernest and Alpin. Poor clearance, though, by the Gators, who still haven't gotten it clear. Someone needs to attack that, and eventually Annie Wright clear their lines. Out for a throw-in on the far side, a Pirate throw-in. Really feels like neither one of these teams is very... doesn't quite have the speed of mind to get the ball into a counterattacking zone very quickly. So this game seems a lot to do with real estate. Like the ball has sort of not moved too much between the zones, and whatever team has it in that zone. Well, maybe I stand corrected here. Ball down the left-hand side for Elliott. Annie Wright looking to counter. Heavy first touch, though, by Elliott, and Gross capitalizes.
That's decent speed by Gross. Flat out ran that kid.
Yeah. Commentator's curse, though. That was exactly,
really was
exactly what I thought couldn't happen happened.
You were right, though. You make a good point. I mean, that's the first time, I think, maybe that we've seen that in this match. And it's interesting to think when it is about real estate, how does it change the game? Who's Sevi Giller? Sweet heat in the stands.
Just came off of a tennis match.
I think you're right.
Throwing taken in by the Gators. Tapes a hop over the head of Reiling and then missed by Frith. And Casado will have to deal with it, and she does. Out of bounds on the far side for another Annie Wright throw.
Josh, those are those Casado instincts that we've all grown to appreciate. I'm sure you recognize that.
Yeah. Going back to help. Being ready.
Yeah. Not a bad turnout.
No, people are here. Certainly.
Launched in
by the Gators and out for a goal kick.
You do wonder about Hart, though, caught flat-footed on that effort. If Annie Wright can put one on goal.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, they were all the way on the far side, about 10 yards away from the corner of the 18-yard box. I'm not even sure if she was going for goal. Or maybe she was, but honestly, Annie Wright's issue is once they have no clue how to get the ball into the box, and when they're in the box, they have no clue what to do with it. Forward into Antonellis, who has returned for Vachon, replacing Serebryakov. She loses out. Winning it back, though, for Vachon is Cohen, who is at a very sharp start at right back. Ball played in by the Gators. Frith has an issue here. Left now for McNulty, who has a strike blocked by Noller. And now the Pirates can look to counter. Excuse me, that wasn't McNulty. Doesn't matter, though. Noller down the left-hand side. Recovering is one Annie Wright Gator, who did very well to hold up Issa Noller. Able to turn away. Finding Provo. Good first-time ball by Provo into Alpin. Plays it over the top. Surely a handball on.
Yep.
Verbovsky, and that will be a free kick for the Pirates. Really good play by Alpin to see the forward run of Morgan Ernest and draw the free kick.
I like this right back of Annie Wright. Wait a shadow, wait for Noller to take just
touch. That was a different player. That's Reagan Kress, who I think is a midfielder sort of dropping into that right role, kind of following Noller.
She's had a couple big moments.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, Annie Wright will know about Issa Noller. certainly identify her as somebody to look out for. I wouldn't be shocked if Kress is just on the pitch to shadow her.
Well, she's not shadowing her now.
Nope. Ball played in by Kassad, looking for the forward run of Reiling. Cleared up and away by Verbovsky. Now Alpin. Back to Verbovsky. Kassad gets there, but takes too long on it. And Annie Wright of numbers, if they can take advantage, they can here. And she's in on the right-hand side. It's Isla Tart, forced wide by Cohen. Tart with the strike just wide of the far post. That's chance of the match.
Sort of pinballed around, went Annie Wright's way, and before you know it, it's a breakaway run.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly got lucky, but she seems to be their most dangerous forward, Isla Tart, as Serbiakov's quickly back in, replacing Reiling. It looks like this time Serbiakov will be in at center, attacking midfielder, part of a 4-2-3-1 formation as Ernest pressuring a backwards pass to Defebau. And all she can do is clear it out, and maybe she's the new who.
She might be the new who, although, boy, she had a lot of options.
Yeah, she really did.
That's sort of a strange call, in my opinion.
That's the opposite of new who. He, when he has no options at his disposal, will try to dribble through the whole team. Now Serebryakov, left-hand side for Vashon, pressed by Kress, who just pushes her straight out. Serebryakov gets the ball from behind. Referees are saying on Serebryakov away from two here. Couldn't get past the third, goes down in the box. That one was certainly clean. Cleared out of bounds, and Pirates over the corner.
One thing we know about Evie is she's a fighter.
Yeah, and that was a great run, too. Turned
it
away
was.
From two. That's another thing that'll come with age, though. When sometimes, and this honestly happens to anybody, you build up ahead of steam, you beat one player, you beat the second, you're like, oh, I can certainly beat the third, even if there's, and I'm not saying there was, I don't think there was an obvious pass for Serbiakov there, but even, like, if there was, you get in your head, and you're like, you know what, I'm just going to beat the next one, instead of just playing the easy pass.
Right.
Ball played in by Serebryakov, headed back in her general direction by Annie Wright. It is Serebryakov now, near side, edge of the 18, tackled off of it well by the Gators and cleared by Falcone. This one will be let out of bounds by Kassad as we trickle towards 5 minutes. And according to the referee, took a deflection. Crowd not happy with that one.
Yeah, you don't know if it's a chemistry thing or maybe it's a lack of trust, but Serebryakov had an opportunity to drop it back and have them reset. Opted to try to beat the defender 1v1 and turned it over.
Now Kress for Annie Wright. Tackled by Frisch, kept in by Kress, and Provo played it safe and tapped it out for an Annie Wright throw.
Is it me, or has Issa's grandfather been silent this match?
That's really odd. It really is odd, but I think he has.
Yeah, Josh, do you know his name?
I do know that he's definitely not one that's usually going to stay silent.
No,
but
he's definitely not, and I've never quite known his name. You don't know it?
No.
Okay.
I never remember. That looks like a donkey throw, and I think the referee is kind of giving her a little bit of leeway, deaf about just slamming her foot through it and sending it out for a goal kick. However, that was closer to a throw-in. I mean, I'm not sure what the idea was there.
No.
4 minutes and a couple seconds to go. Pirates and the Gators, all zeros here in the first half of the Vashon Pirates girls soccer opening match of the season. Thank you for tuning in on KVSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon, or voiceofvashon.org. I know, Josh, you've got certain obligations to get to that prevent you from announcing the second half. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
So, I know we've still got a little bit of time, and in fact, I'll throw it to you in a second as McNulty has found space. Forward into Hart. Hart's off her line. Well done by Hart to get there ahead of Isla Nark. Jeez. Got my words wrong.
Isla who?
Isla Nark. Isla Tart.
Isla Tart.
Yeah. But what would you, if you were able to stay, like to see in the second half from Vashon?
Probably, again, just keeping more possession. They did very well doing that in the first 10 minutes or so. But since then, it's been pretty sloppy. So if they could get a little cleaner and keep some more possession, try to build up some better chances.
Played in by Verbovsky, relatively hopefully. I think she was just kind of hoping that the sun would get in Hart's eyes, but easy enough for the goalkeeper. And now here's Cohen on the far side, sending it long, looking for Antonellis, who has not seen much of the ball since coming back on the pitch. She is pressuring here, though, and her presence does enough to win the Pirates a throw on the far side, as we are now at 2.5 minutes. left to go in the first half. Still goose eggs on the board. Now here is Antonellis, the freshman for Vashon Island, a really big prospect in the eyes of Botman-Haws and the coaching staff. She plays her soccer alongside teammate Sophie Cohen at Highline. Throw and taken down the line by Diffabal. Takes a couple of hops and finds Tart. She can only pick out Provo, though, who spent a little bit too much time in possession. As I think Gross got a little bit lucky. The ball's now with Frith. Wide for Alpin. First touch into Provo. Needs an option here. As Provo needs to really work hard to get the ball there. And uncharacteristically, Ethan Oler should have presented herself as an option, but was really just walking. And I honestly think that those two, who you expect to be the main players for Vashon, Lilith Provo and Issa Noller, their connection has been okay, but certainly not at the level that we saw at the end of last season.
Maybe shaking the rust off a little bit, seeing what some of these incoming players can bring to the table.
Yeah, and you expect that'll develop as the season progresses, but the Pirates are certainly going to need it. Throwing the plate over the top. Isla Tart really making a nuisance of herself in the last 10 minutes, and it seems as though her being pushed up as a forward has been a good move for Annie Wright. Throwing to come from Kress. Looking for Tart. Falls to Tart, who scuffed her first touch, but manages to keep it in with a lovely cross turn. Goes back to Kress. First touch forward, looking for Bamford, who gets a foot on it, but that one will roll harmlessly into Hart, who lets it roll in between her legs and out for a goal kick. Will say there's one player on the field for Annie Wright, and her hair's covering up her number, but she hasn't put her hair back, which is really, really rare for a player with long hair. I think it's number 15 there for Annie Wright. I know you like the sort of the fashion comments. Oh, no, it's number 16. That's Anna Wright. Huh. Anna Wright on Annie Wright.
Anna Wright on Annie Wright.
I think I remember her from last year. That sounds familiar. Zerbovsky, dispossessed momentarily by Alpin. It falls to Wright. Now Kress can only touch it forward, and this one will roll for a Pirate throw-in, and the ref really looking to call this first half done, and I think he probably should. It's kind of...
Yeah, these last couple minutes...
Really fizzled out.
Train's kind of come off the tracks here.
Nearly there, I'm sure. Can't be too much stoppage time to speak of, but he will allow Vashon to take the throw-in. Very, very deep in their own half, near the corner flag on the near side. Here's Frith down the line into Alpin, who, since coming on early in the first half, has played the entirety of the half. And that is it. Zeros on the board after 40. Ooh, a little bit of skill from the ref. Rainbow flicking it up into his hands. I don't know that guy's name. That was nice. But 0-0 after 40 minutes between the Annie Wright Gators and the Vashon Island Pirates as April Botman-Haws starts her second campaign with the girls' side. Looking to improve on last season.
You'd have to say a much steadier opener for Botman-Haws' side. A couple of what? Were there any Pirate shots on goal? I'm not sure.
Maybe there was one that was straight at the keeper.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, no. The only clear-cut chance of the half, I think, came Isla Tart for Annie Wright, who fizzed it past the far post. She's going to be dangerous, and I imagine Botman-Haws will have a few things to say about her at halftime, but mainly... Josh, it has been a pleasure to have you. I really hope to have you on board for as many of the games this season as you can make, but any closing remarks from yourself before you depart?
Yeah, this has been great. I hope I can do more of this. This is super fun.
Excellent. Well, we hope to see you back here at all the home matches.
Yeah. Well, we'll sign off momentarily, send it back to Finnegan and Garrett in the studio, and we'll see you for the second half. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Pirate Stadium as we prepare for the second half of the Vashon Island varsity girls soccer team's opening match of the season. Zeros after 40 minutes between Vashon and Annie Wright in a match that feels like an opening match. It feels like an opening day match. Not a great watch. Not too many clear-cut chances for either side. The best one coming to Isla Tart of Annie Wright. But I will say this is a heck of a lot better than the first match against Annie Wright last year.
Yeah, no, you're not kidding. We're seeing some good positioning. We're seeing some good possessions, some through balls, all the things that you want to see at the start of a season. Mm-hmm. So it looks to be the same team that started things for Vachon, as the ball's now with the Annie Wright right midfield. They're intercepted by Provo and then sent long by the Gators to Rachel Gross, who has time to control. Needs an option here. Gross plays it to the checking run of Durahim, who started the match but then came off pretty quickly with an injury. Seems to be back on the pitch for Vachon. Ball sent long by the Gators into the 18-yard box of Vachon. Hearts off her line, but didn't communicate that quick enough with Cassad, who can only touch it out of bounds for a Gators throw on the near side.
I don't know. I don't know about how Durahim's moving out there. Seems a little ginger.
Yeah, it really does. Stepping up to take it is Katia Defebau. We know about her long throw, and we've seen it here. Falls to Tart. Couldn't turn around Noller, but dropped back to one of the Gators. I believe that is Camille Bates. Sent back in again by Defebau. Cassad touches it down. Got to clear that one first time if you're Cassad. Cohen now in a spot of bother, and Cassad bails her out with a clearance. But honestly, you can't be trying to bring that down with your thigh in the box. You got to be either getting ahead to it or putting your boot through it.
I think that ball got sent right up into the stands.
Yeah. Throwing to come for the Gators again near side. Here is Defebau. This time goes short looking for Tart, who gets there but can only give it to Noller, turning away from one but then is quickly swarmed, but it falls to Durahim, giving it away to Defebau, one of the dodgiest clearances you'll ever see. And now here's Antonellis on the left-hand side up against Verbovsky. Antonellis just hung on to the ball a little bit too long or didn't make anything of it quick enough, and then her pass in the direction of Reiling, and it's played over the top for Tart here, who's in an onside position. Isla Tart in the box, 1v1 against Gross, tears away too easily from Gross, has a shot, and scores!
Shoot. A lot of things went wrong there.
Back-to-front collapse, I think it's fair to say, for Vachon.
And I think, sadly, you probably have to include Hart in that. She came off her line originally, but then retreated.
And the finish wasn't great.
No.
I mean, she got down, but just not strong enough hands. But honestly, I think Gross gets beaten too easily there. I think that ball gets played way too easily. I mean, midfield players, and we spoke about this in the first half. We saw Antonellis on the counterattack. Sure, she didn't make much of it, but she was going forward. Absolutely nobody was forward with her. I mean, the midfield needs to be pushing up. You need to be attacking as a group. And honestly, as now Annie Wright have really turned things on down the left-hand side with Sarah Elliott. Gross comes across the claim. Now Cohen trying to touch it into Durahim, played in by the Gators. Coombs gets a foot to it. Now Serebryakov turning into a dangerous area. There's that inexperience for you as Noller plays it out wide on the right for Durahim.
They got to get Durahim
and
off
the field. She's got to come off. She can't run. She can't run. They can see it. She cannot run. And yet, here comes Alpin. She's off.
Yeah.
She's off. She cannot run. And honestly, that's the type of thing you hate to see it, but you have to know that before the game.
Yeah.
You can't have her play in this game because all this is done. She's gotten about 5 minutes of playing time, and it's set her back.
Set her back a month.
Yeah. Now Defebau. Thrown over the top, missed by Elliott in a battle with Cohen. Sophie Cohen gets there and deflects it off of Elliott for a Pirate throw.
Good work,
by Sophie Cohen. But we saw this a bit from the Pirates. It'd be the type of thing, we possess, feed it through to Mason Haynes, nobody's going with him.
Yeah.
Just all on his own. And I actually spoke to somebody that I've had on the show a couple times for the Sports Machine, Tony Crudo, and he, after the boys' season, made a very good point that essentially, the midfield and attack were playing two different games as Noller wins it off of an Annie Wright Gator but gives it right back to Verbovsky. She passes it into Antonellis, who, see if she makes a better decision here, Len Antonellis, and she's giving it straight away. Commentators curse a bit as Noller recovers to win it back for Vachon. Now Cohen. But his point was that our midfield would play just possession, super slow possession, east to west, with our midfield and our defense. Then we get it to our forwards, Haynes, Rasighi, Kanat, whoever, Thompson, and they'd want to just drive at the back line, and it didn't really work out because it was two different games.
Mm.
And it looks like it isn't Alpin who has replaced Durahim. It's Ernest. Now here's Tart. First touch back to an Annie Wright Gator who is dispossessed by Provo. Out wide for Ernest, who cannot keep it in, and it'll be a throw-in for the Gators.
all Annie Wright, 5 minutes in to the second half. 1-0 Gators. Thank you for tuning in on KVSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon, or voiceofvashon.org. Big thank you again to Garrett and Finnegan, keeping things running back in the studio. Throwing taken down the line by Defebow into Elliott, whose touch eluded her. And the throw-in will go this time to the Vashon Pirates. Cohen into Ryling, chesting it away from one. That's a lovely touch by Josie Ryling, and she kept it in as well, but second touch very heavy, and Bowden easily off her line to claim.
Yeah, Vashon's front line right now, not terribly organized.
Bowden taking her sweet time. I think there is a new rule in place for everybody that the keeper, if they pick it up with their hands, has 8 seconds to release it or they will concede a corner kick. I know that's a rule in at least professional level and at the rec under 19 level. We'll see if they enforce it at the high school level.
I think it's a good rule. I think it should apply.
Oh, no.
What are you laughing
at? We got
at?
A crowd heckler. I assume Morgan Ernest's dad just yelled, "Morgan, tie your shoes."
Oh.
That's funny.
That's sound advice.
Yeah. Throwing to come for the Gators on the near side inside Pirate territory. Vashon really need to get a spark here. Honestly, I don't think they can let another in.
No.
Throwing taken by Defebow. Headed backwards by Bamford, and this one falls to Antonellis. She's away from one, Lana Antonellis. Needs options, and this time she kind of has them going forward towards Ryling. And honestly, Noller might take an interest in this, but it falls to the keeper, Bowden, who uses her feet, flicked backwards by Provo. Now Gross back into Lilith Provo. Touching it wide for Antonellis. Heavy touch, but off of Verbovsky. Antonellis has it again at the corner of the 18. Checks back. Smart decision by her. Goes back to Coombs. Right back into Antonellis. First touch is a good one into Provo. Right back to Antonellis. This is a great play on the far side by the Pirates. Lana Antonellis has been a key part of everything Vashon has done going forward so far. Goes back to Provo. Fires one in low. Takes a hop in the box. Surely someone can get there. And no, Reagan Crest comes across to deal with it for the Gators. Touching it down the left-hand side. Stepping up is Cassad, but she's beaten to it by the left winger Falcone. And now Parsons space, but she's certainly offside here. She looked so offside. Hart's off her line anyway. If she was offside, the ref should have put his flag up, but I don't know. Ball into Coombs. Really well done by Naya Hart to come off her line. Serebryakov directing traffic, goes wide for Antonellis, and wins a throw-in on the far side of the 50-yard line.
Might be the right time to thank our second sponsor. Folks, we all know living on Vashon that buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial moves you'll make. Connie Cunningham, local, longtime, lifelong Islander, doesn't just sell homes. She knows Vashon inside and out. She's fluent in the island culture, connected to all the right players, and backed by decades of proven follow-through. Connie gives her client a real edge, and I think if you've bought or sold a home on Vashon, you understand the value of that. You can learn more about her at ConnieCunningham.com, and thank you so much for being a proud Vashon Pirates soccer sponsor.
McNulley for the Gators. Back to Zautner, who seems to have dropped into what is an Annie Wright back three. Now Kress, back to McNulley. Annie Wright really establishing themselves as the more dominant side in the second half. Zerbyakov makes a nuisance of herself, but the strength from Kress easily ushering Ryling off the ball, but then slipped.
Yeah, Kress has been physical all game long, letting people know she's there, pushing people left and right. It's going to be interesting to see if we decide to match it.
Yeah. Throwing taken down the line by Cohen. Header won by Kress, but a false to Provo in space, nodding it in the direction of Ryling. Zautner gets there, and Defebow had to clear, which he did. Stepping up is Sophie Cohen, who clatters into Elliott. Winning the second ball, playing it through in the direction of Tart. Ooh. Gross has an issue here, and Tart has muscled Gross off the ball. Isla Tart has a through option, goes forward to Falcone, and there's a chance for Annie Wright. Oh, she's fluffed her lines completely. No, it was Isla Wilner who had a golden shot at goal. I mean, honestly, less than 6 yards out, open net, and she straight up whiffed it.
Yeah. Who's on the ball right now?
That's Isla Tart.
Okay. Isla Tart is maybe literally twice as fast as anyone else on the field.
And Gross has had a really tough time dealing with her.
Yeah.
Really difficult. I thought the first time she got beaten a bit too easily, but that case, getting muscled off the ball, as a center back, that can't happen. You cannot be getting pushed off the ball that easily by a center forward And it reminds me a bit of a goal scored by Liverpool in 2017 when Roberto Firmino muscled John Stones off the ball.
We're all waiting on bated breath. Please tell us more Liverpool stories.
Well, okay. My point was going to be that the announcer for that game had the exact same reaction that I did, and you can't get muscled off the ball like that, and Pirates are lucky that it's Islet Hart and not Roberto Firmino, or it'd be 2-0.
That's a fair point. And as long as we're talking about the Prem, I think it's important to note that as we're talking about the Prem, Everton has had the best start for themselves that they've had in the last 5 years.
And that start being what?
There's no need to get into the weeds. The bottom line is it's been a positive start. And if we can get Jordan Pickford locked back up with a new contract, sky's the limit for the real Everton side.
Can you afford that?
Again, let's not get into the weeds.
All right, let's see. Gross now. Pirates under pressure inside their own 18-yard box, but they dealt with that pressure magnificently, or would have if Ernest was ready for that first-time pass from Provo, which was a very smart one.
Provo's come out a little bit more on the front foot this half.
Yeah, she's certainly looking stronger. I still want to see a little bit more from Noller. Mm. I mean, you expect her to just be a dominant force on the pitch no matter where she is, and she's been good. But when you look at a player like Issa Noller, good isn't good enough. Like, you really just have to, and it sucks. Like, you get held to such a high bar all the time, but she's earned it with how well she's played over the last couple of years. And honestly, in a game like this where your team's behind, you need someone to drag you out of the mud. Like, it can't be a freshman. It can't be Antonellas. It can't be Srebrenikov. It has to be you. You're an upperclassman. You're a captain. You're an incredibly talented and a mentally gifted player, and we need to see her demanding the ball and really creating chances here.
Well, she's got 30 minutes left, roughly, to make some of that happen.
Here's Ernest now on the right-hand side.
Ow.
Catches one late from Kress, and Pirates will have a free kick.
Not only does she catch one late, she goes down on a track.
Yeah. Free kick for Vachon, near side, just ahead of the 50-yard line.
She's actually at 22 is a little worse for the wear there. I think she's coming off.
Yeah, that's a hard hit on the track here, Morgan Ernest. And you can see here, as all of Alpin comes back in, how Vachon are certainly missing Roseberry Bauman. Mm-hmm. I think once she's back, the attacking options for Botman-Haas will be really strong. And, you know, Ernest, who didn't play at all last year, and Alpin, who's playing somewhat out of position. Where last season, she came in as a center midfielder. Ball played in by Kassad is a decent one. There's Verbovsky. He's headed it backwards. Antonellas close to it. Verbovsky gets there, but Antonellas wins it back. Keeps it in bounds. Really well done by Lena Antonellas, but then her pass to Srebrenikov a little bit off and cleared away by the Gators.
I looked away. Which Pirate was it that got their head on it with that flick?
I think it was a Gator. I think it was just a really bad clearance by Defebaugh. Coombs goes into Srebrenikov. Corner of the 18, far side, plays one in Ryling. Tough one for her to control. That'd be a tall order for anybody.
Oh, we got a deep problem here.
Isla Tart chasing down Sophie Cohen, but she gets there first. But again, as you say, not dropping it back to the goalkeeper, and Tart wins it back. Now here's Elliott back down the left-hand side looking for Tart, and even with her speed, not getting to that. Here's Kassad. Can't find Alpin, picked up by Elliott. Her pass is blocked by Cohen and out for a Gators throw on the near side.
I think it's fair to say one of the things that's happening is we're just getting out-muscled.
Yeah, they're certainly
pushing
stronger.
Us off the ball.
They're certainly stronger than us. They're bigger and stronger and faster. And I honestly think that's going to be a common theme for this side. It's a small team. The question is, how do you overcome that? And often the answer is with possession, which is something the Pirates certainly can do. As Ryling goes first time back to Provo, playing it over the top in the direction of Ryling, certainly overcooked the pass. Defebaugh gets it, and she does go back to her keeper. So you can certainly see the difference in confidence, although maybe she shouldn't have. Bowden makes a bit of a mess of it and is able to clear it to Defebaugh, who's working on Alpin. Alpin does well to get it back to Provo. Now Ryling can't turn away from McNulty.
Good pressure.
My mind always wants to say McNulty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's better pressure from the Pirates right there.
Yeah, that is better. I mean, and good to see the physicality from both Ryling and Alpin. But they just don't have that little spark that is going to be necessary here. As as Noller now on the near side, trying to create something for the Pirates, and she's turned away from Zautner. Noller at the byline, touches it back to Provo. She's away from one, heavy touch, cleared away. And it's touch forward by the Gators. Stepping in is Cassad to get there ahead of Tart. She plays it wide, looking for Antonellis. Clearance missed by the Annie Wright fullback, and it falls to Antonellis, far side by the touchline, checking in to Serebryakov. Pass wasn't great from Antonellis, and Serebryakov couldn't quite deal with it. As Coombs is trying to make a nuisance of herself, touch backwards. Now Tart here up against Cassad, but in a 1v3 scenario, she can even get by Cassad, which she can. Now Tart up against Gross. Cassad recovering. Tart is away from Gross, but Cassad with a great tackle from behind to dispossess Tart. It falls on the near side now to Elliott, but this time the Pirates are able to recover, and Elliott's pass is straight into the arms of Hart.
That's two very strong defensive efforts in a row from Cassad.
Yeah. One back here by Bates. Now Elliott. Great through ball. What a ball. She's got another opportunity, and she squandered it again. Oh, my goodness. Isla Wilner, that's the second time she's had the goal at her mercy. First time she completely missed it, and the second time is straight at Hart.
Yeah, I'm not sure you could have made a gentler pass to the keeper.
Well, the Pirates, with an unbelievable moment of luck, not once but twice, and certainly that has to be a wake-up call. I mean, it was a good ball in by Elliott, but they have gotten away with one twice. A couple of absolute shockers from Wilner. As Annie Wright of a free kick for maybe a handball on the far side, inside their own half, sent forward by the Gators, touched upward by Provo. I mean, look at Noller just jogging. She says maybe the fitness isn't quite there yet. It's Tart taking an interest to another ball in the box. She's gotten there, leaves it now for Falcone. Wow, that one's also just through the uprights and out of bounds. I mean, their finishing is something else, man. It seems as though, I mean, when Tart got that one opportunity on goal, she almost scored. Seems as though she's the only Gator who put on their shooting boots. I mean, what was that?
Yeah. Yeah, they're hitting all of them well above the box. Wide and high and soft.
Antonellis away from one and then two, cutting inside. Hung onto it too long, intercepted by McNulty. Down the right-hand side, here's Tart. This is the space she wants to be in, up against Gross.
Oh.
Early cross played in is a good one, just ahead of the oncoming run of Elliott. She'll get the ball this time on the edge of the 18, touches away from Cohen, plays a decent cross, and there's Hart.
Oh,
claim has a bit of an issue, but collapses on it. Well done by Nia Hart.
You'd like to see Serebryakov get a little more involved here.
Yeah, she's really not getting the ball. It looks like Botman Haas has pushed her up to center forward, and just is not getting the service. And what's Cohen
doing?
Elliott with the strike, and it's 2-0. A moment to forget for Sophie Cohen as Annie Wright doubled their lead.
Well, say again, commentator's curse. She got all of that ball. It's a great hit.
She chipped the keeper, but Sophie Cohen just passing it straight to Elliott inside the Pirates' own box.
I think the Pirates are going to have to. They're really doing themselves a disservice by not using the keeper as a player on the field. There have been, I mean, that's not an example of it there, but basically this whole game and most of last season, the Pirates flat refused to use the keeper, and it really limits their options.
Mm-hmm. Cohen now into Reiling. I think involuntarily let it roll through, and Provo had Antonellis if she had seen the through ball. But this is a good 1-2 play between her and Serebryakov. Eventually, Zautner steps in to put an end to it. Now forward into Bates, stepping in as Cassad to send it the direction of Antonellis, but off her line is Bowden. And with 20 minutes to go, Pirates down 2-0. Annie Wright will definitely look to slow this game down. We thank you for tuning in on KVSH LP 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon, or voiceofvashon.org. As Noller wins the through ball, or excuse me, the long ball.
Good to take a moment, too, to thank, as always, Vashon Thriftway for underwriting all things Vashon Sports.
Now Noller. Serebryakov looking to find Noller again. Passes ahead of her and cleared away by the Gators. Then sent long by Annie Wright. Vashon have had a really tough time dealing with these long balls. I mean, you just put it into space, and Tart is just having her merry way with that back line.
Yeah, it's a punch and run at this point. Her such a speed differential.
Mm-hmm. Annie Wright will have a throw-in on the far side. wonder how Botman Haas could possibly find a solution to the issues she's having on the field. Sent long by Defebaugh. Let through by Gross. This time Hart's aware to it. Sends it long with her feet looking for Serebrikov. Instead of heading the ball kind of hit Reagan Kress as Noller outmuscles one in the center circle. Hung onto it a little too long, but with a little bit of luck, it falls to Alpin down the right-hand side, who was not ready for it and touched it out of bounds.
Yeah, Noller limping a little bit, like maybe she got stepped on, but that's more the play you want to see from her. To your point, she simply has to take charge if the Pirates are going to be able to do anything here.
If I'm going to be honest, what it looks to me, she looks out of shape. She looks like the decisions are slower and the movement is slower. Like what I remember from her last year and the year before, she'd get the ball in the midfield, turn, and really just drive at the other team, make something out of it with a pass or dribbling through. It just seems slow. It really seems slow. Ball sent forward by Kassad, won by the shoulder of Defebaugh. Second ball picked up by Serebrikov, working on McNulty. Cutting back and then away from McNulty. Serebrikov at the corner of the 18 plays went in again and hit the shoulder of Defebaugh. And Zontner clears. Stepping up is Kassad. I love how she doesn't let that one bounce.
Yeah.
Falls to Alpin, who can't control. Back with Zontner on the near side. Wide for Elliott. Now Zontner again will send it long, and Gross needs to win it here, and she's let it bounce. And Tartt's taking an entry. It falls to Falcone, who just touched it forward, and now Kassad has returned. And as Falcone puts in the tackle, but it stays with Kassad. Now Cohen sending it long, looking for Alpin. It falls to Kress, trying to escape Alpin. Provost puts in a tackle, and it deflects off of Kress for a Pirate throw on the near side.
Again, a choice by the Pirates not to use the keeper in that situation.
Yeah, it's got to be a lack of trust because it's been obvious. It's been so obvious. So many times that you just drop it back to the keeper.
Well, it makes it so much more difficult if you're not going to. If you drop back to the keeper in that situation, they can find the weak side of the field and build an attack. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just going right back into the pressure.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's very clear. As Provost picked it up. You got a forward run by Serebrikov, and Defebaugh deals with it. I think the Pirates, they're forcing the through ball a little bit. I mean, that's what any right wants. If you're Defebaugh, if you're McNulty, if you're whoever, you want those through balls to the freshmen.
Right, just sit back and wait
for it to come. If you're Vachon, we want to be stringing. We want passes to feet. As now Falcone can look to counter for Annie Wright.
There it is again.
And the through ball again to Tartt. And this time Gross actually gets there ahead of Tartt. She did really well, and she'll clear it out for an Annie Wright throw-in. Seems like she's learned a bit. She felt the contact from Tartt and managed to stay on her feet.
Yeah, it was good anticipation from Gross.
Yeah, really well done. But if you're Vachon, string a couple passes together, passes to feet. What I've liked in the second half going forward, the only really thing that's looked good for Vachon, other than a couple chances on the far side for Antonellis, is Serebrikov and Noller linking up with 1-2 passing. They need to keep it on the ground. The through balls are just exactly what Annie Wright wants. Now here's Noller with a pocket of space to operate in. Pressed by McNulty, Ethan Noller still on the ball. Then we'll go long. That's a good ball into Antonellis. Up against Bofsky. Here's Antonellis. 1-2 between her and Serebrikov is a good one. Lana Antonellis in the box, still on the ball somehow, and eventually touched out of there by Defebaugh for a Vachon corner on the far side.
That's better play. Fans like it.
Yep, and that's the type of thing. I mean, it wasn't the ball from Noller could be considered a through ball, but it wasn't a through ball just into open area. It was a pass into the feet of Lana Antonellis. And that certainly created something, although I thought she maybe could have played the pass a bit earlier. But either way, it worked. Reiling seemed to be confused.
By the flag.
Yeah, she's confused by the flag. So you got to put it on the touch line if you're right-footed. And she didn't do it. And honestly, she's lucky that she gets another corner. She tried to run around the flag. I mean, it's literally impossible. It's impossible. You're not going to be able to wrap your foot around it. Someone needs to show her how to do it.
Tell her. Right. You want that on the touch line.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a right-footed in-swinger from the far side, you put it on the touch line, and maybe...
She's put it
on the complete wrong side. Someone tell her. I mean, Ethan Oler and Lilith Provo have taken a million corners, and this, again, from Reiling, actually ends up being a pretty dangerous one as Antonellis gets a foot to it, wants a corner, and will get one. But I mean, if that's what she's going for, but it doesn't look like that's what she's going for. She seems to be sort of fighting with the corner flag every time.
Well, yeah, and it's no one on the coaching staff is helping her out. It's as if they're not even watching.
Aware. I mean, yeah. It's so clear.
Yeah.
Just put it
here
on.
Here it is again. Look.
Look, and you can't move corner. Oh, no, she's got it. There she got it. There we go. Now let's see what she's got. Ball played in by Reiling. Finds Provo. Good first touch by her. Plays the ball into the decent one looking for Antonellis. And cleared backwards by Kress and out of bounds for yet another Pirate corner.
That's fourth four
in a row.
Four in a row.
See if they can make something out of this. And this time it will be Lilith Provo to take it. What?
Again?
She's doing it too.
Okay, there you go.
Figured it out. So odd. Ball played in by Provo. Not a great one. Cleared away easily at the near post by Tart. Picked back up by Frith. Working on Tart. Provo gets her foot to it, but that one will just trickle out for a goal kick.
Four was not enough.
Yeah, I mean, tell me what it is about the Vashon Pirates. They cannot take corners.
Yeah, boys or girls.
No one. Yeah. Just no one.
Again, is that a Nick Keenan problem?
It's got to be. Just his sort of presence.
Uh-huh. It makes sense to me.
Oh. Yeah, no, this game's gone a bit sour here. Ball played over the top by Bowden, just bouncing over the head of Sarah Elliott for Annie Wright. Vashon needs to take advantage of the fact that Annie Wright are looking sluggish here. Throw and taken down the line by Cohen towards Serebryakov. Tackle made by Defebout. Stepping up is Kassad to get there ahead of Falcone. She touches it forward, looking for Antonellis. This time Verbovsky does her job, gets there ahead of the onrushing freshman. Ball in a dangerous area. Kassad gets there, but didn't quite put her foot through it. Now Tart is away from Frith, and then she's away from Gross. Down the right-hand side, Ethel Tart now in the box, has a strike, and high and wide out for a goal kick. Isla. I keep pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah.
Well, ISLA, I think Isla, like
right,
island
right.
in Spanish. But
one bright side for the Pirates thus far is the progression of Kassad.
Yep. I mean, she's looked strong at center back, and I think she played a bit of center back in her two previous years with the school, but not consistently. Like, it was often, last year, it was, honestly, for April Bauman-Haas, it felt like, how can we optimize Kassad, Provo, and Noller? And that took some draft and revisions, but it seems like she's kind of got her strategy down here with Kassad in the back line, and then Provo and Noller just ahead of her. Now here is the aforementioned Provo. Back to Cohen, who tried to go back into Provo, wins a throw-in off of Falcone. You see Ethan Noller sort of occupying a more attacking space, and now Reiling gets it in the direction of Noller. Stepping up to get there is McNulley, who's been very strong in central defensive midfielder for Annie Wright. She goes down the right-hand side again, testing Gross with Tart. Isla Tart up against Rachel Gross, goes back to Frith, and Gross can't keep it in, so it'll be an Annie Wright throw on the far side. I mean, honestly, just Tart alone seems to completely terrify. You want to know what's interesting?
Mm.
Look at how far back the keeper Bowden is for Annie Wright. She's still in her own box. The ball's on the other side of the field. You'd expect her to be basically at halfway.
Yeah, I mean
you're not
an option for Annie Wright at that point.
Yeah. Long throw and played in. Kassad gets there a little bit haphazardly. Ball's now with Reiling, still inside the Pirates' 18, dispossessed. Now Falcone looking for the chip, and it's just over the bar.
From my angle, it looked like that one made it in.
Yeah. And it's so interesting, because as a keeper, like, you look at where she is and where the ball is. You're not going to get chipped.
No, you're not going to get chipped, and nor are you any sort of asset to the team.
Yeah,
it's just
seriously.
No man's land.
If there's a through ball and your defense misses it, you need to be up there so you can clear it.
Absolutely.
Here's Antonellis. Well done by her to turn away from pressure. Finds Rubriakov, who gives it back to Antonellis up against Verbovsky. Lana Antonellis touching it in space, but can't get herself past Verbovsky. Nearly wins it back, but well done by the right back of Annie Wright, Sophia Verbovsky. And in the end, it will be a throw-in for the Gators on the far side as we are 10 and changed away from full-time. Pirates down 2-0 to the Annie Wright Gators. I mean, there's certainly some positives. It was better than last year by a long shot, and the possessions looked good. I think the formation looked strong. Like, the players seem to know where they're supposed to be, but the attack really needs work. The team attack, like, you can see that they've got talent. Antonellis and Serebrikov have both looked very, very strong when in possession, but they've looked entirely on their own. Absolutely no help. And that's just not a winning strategy. It's not going to work out.
No, you have to assume there'll be some more chemistry. Provo and Noller will learn how to play with those two as the season goes on.
Now here's Alpin. Trying to find Provo. It's won by Falcone, who goes down the left-hand side looking for Tart. Cassad comes across, sends it clear. Tough one to control for Provo. Falls back to Falcone. Now here's Elliott on the left-hand side. Early ball in towards Tart. Takes a hop in the box. Hart's off her line, and she'll get there. In anticipation by Nia Hart. Rolling it out into Antonellis. Cruyff turned from her into pressure. And again, the inexperience shows from Antonellis, turning into a very dangerous area and a dangerous part of the pitch.
Yeah, one of the things the Gators are doing well tonight is they don't overthink it on the press. They cross early.
Yep. Yeah.
The Pirates are hanging on to it too long.
Well, Serebrikov, great attentiveness by her, and then, oh, no. She's completely gone down here holding her right leg. Looks like the contact, I mean, it looks like a cramp, actually.
Mm.
She got a hit from Verbovsky, but she went straight down.
Mm.
Under no pressure, and I can't really see Noller's in the way. Is he stretching it?
It looks like a cramp.
It looks like she's cramped up, which is best-case scenario when you see a player go down no contact.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nobody seems too worried. I think, yeah, she's just cramped. You can tell by the way the trainer is stretching her that she's cramped. Moving her leg okay, and she is back to her feet. Okay, whoo! Bit of a scare there, but Evie Serebrikov seems to be all right. She will step off momentarily, but it looks like she'll be fine. And Ernest will come in to replace her. And we'll see what the referee does with this, because it wasn't a foul. It's going to be a drop ball, but for who is the question. We'll see what the referee's got here. He's giving it to Annie Wright. Antonellis immediately onto it, pushes Verbovsky off the ball, goes back to Provo, who's got just no help, but manages to find a great ball down the left-hand side to Antonellis. She needs options here. Antonellis cutting inside, corner of the 18, is away from one, and then two, has a strike blocked easily by Defebau, and cleared away by the Gators towards Tart. Cassad is there. Takes it down the left-hand side herself, Miriam Cassad. She's found an avenue of space, but then her pass was wayward and touched out of bounds for a Pirate throw on the far side.
Antonellis is explosive.
Yeah, she's looked really good. The scheme hasn't been great involving her, but her herself, save for maybe a couple of poor decisions on when to turn, when she's gotten into the space in possession, she's looked very good.
Yeah, she's got speed. She's got good foot skills.
Mm-hmm. Throwing for the Gators on the far side. It will be Defebau. Sent long by her over the head of the Pirate Friss. Ryling gets there. Needs an option. Has one with Friss. Goes back into Ryling. Lets it roll under her foot. Now here's Falcone going long looking for Elliott. And she's found a pocket of space here. Elliott to the head of the 18 with an early strike. And that was the wrong decision. Easy for Hart.
Yeah.
Wrong decision from Sarah Elliott. I think the pressure from Sophie Cohen may have forced that early shot, but if you're Elliott, you feel the pressure. You don't think you can get past Cohen. You got to hold the ball up. Don't be going for a shot that's never going to go in. Noller turns the corner away from one, trying to feed it through to Provo. Stepping in is Ernest, and there's Crest send it back to Defebau, who just hoofs it long first time. Honestly, it ends up being a good ball. Tart taking an interest. Cassad is going to have to do well here. She's in possession at the moment, pressed by Tart and wins the throw-in off of Tart. Really well done by Cassad. But just under 6 minutes left to go, and the Pirates just not creating anything. They've gotten the ball into dangerous areas down the wings, but no, I mean, I don't think they've had a real shot.
No, the most effective part of the match for the Pirates, I have to say, was the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Since then, it's kind of been the Gators have had their way.
Yeah. As Provo sends it into an area for Alpindu to take an interest, she's got Ernest but instead just touches it forward, and that one will be easy for Defebound. Let me guess, yep, first time out of bounds, although that one wasn't in the air.
Yeah. Ooh, Dara Cannon rocking the mustache.
I told you about that like
you
a
did?
Month ago. Yeah. I think I did. Yeah.
Not I like the look.
Cohen, corner of the 18, dispossessed by Kress. Falcone touching it into space is pushed off easily by Reiling. Dangerous pass towards Cassad, who gets there ahead of the on-rushing Gator. Now Alpin into Noller, letting it bounce once. That brings it down with her chest. Finds Alpin in space on the right-hand side. That's better for Misa Noller. Alpin, though, just no pace going forward there. Maybe she's tired. Does manage to get the ball back to Noller, though. Into Reiling. This is better from Vashon for sure. And commentator's curse. Although, it's fallen to Frith. Now Antonellis on the left-hand side, up against Bamford. Here's Lana Antonellis, puts it across with the right foot, and finds Reiling, touches it down, all of Alpin with a chance, and just wide of the near top corner. Best chance of the game for the Pirates, and it's come with 4 minutes left in the second half.
Yeah, I thought Antonellis was going to drop. It seemed like the logical choice. She strung together a really nice turn and a great cross.
That's a lovely ball by Antonellis, and Alpin, I mean, I honestly think it was close to the top corner, but
yeah.
She scuffed it a little bit. I mean, if you're in that space, you want to hit it hard and low, back across the goalkeeper to the far post.
Yeah.
Instead, just kind of spinning away the whole time. We have a goal kick for Annie Wright to make a substitution, and we'll be in no hurry to take this. Sent by Bowden. Falls to Frith. And off of her, the Gators will win a throw-in on the far side at the 50-yard line. Taken quickly down the line into Tart, who gets there ahead of Cassad, although actually it was a great challenge from Miriam Cassad to touch it out of bounds for a throw-in. And you're right, I think we'll feel that if they score again, that might be a score that reflects how the game has gone a bit more accurately. Two golden opportunities missed by Isla Wilner.
It's true, but picking up on something you said a little earlier, I think ultimately this is an optimistic effort by the Pirates. There's a lot of positives here to work on.
Well, you compare it to last year, where the squad was very similar, similar ages. It's much, much better. Throw in taken by the Gators in towards Tart. Cassad gets a foot on it, but not in the direction she wanted. And Annie Wright will have what I believe, with 2.5 minutes to go, is their first corner of the evening.
Second.
Is it the second?
Yep.
Okay. We'll see what the Gators do here. It will be Falcone to take. This is a designed play. Taken short into Bamford. Turning away from one, then putting a cross in low, looking for a player in the center of the park. That one's intercepted and cleared away by Vashon. I mean, if you're gonna do a short corner sort of designed play like that, you got to do it quicker. That was way too slow. Allowed the defense to react to what was going on. As Provo takes it into Noller, down the left-hand side looking for Antonellis, but Noller's overcooked it. It'll be out for an anti-right throw-in on the far side.
That's the play you want to see, though, a little bit overhit, but Antonella's been effective all day long. She had a lot of space in front of her.
We're going to take it down the line by the Gators. The chest of Frist, now Provo, forward towards Antonellis, who misjudged it. He'll be out for another anti-right throw on far side. We're going to have time on the referee's watch, and honestly, the last 15 minutes of this game have really died down. And you know, first game of the season is never a great watch.
Oh.
As Cassad goes down, but is right back up, and Frith is up as well.
Good. Cassad a little bit worse for the wear there.
Yeah, it seems like an awkward, like maybe she went knee to knee with Frith.
Yeah.
But seems like they're okay. And the Pirates will actually have a free kick, so I guess it was a foul on the far side. Played forward by Cassad, chested down by Antonellis, did not see the pressure of Verbovsky. And now Annie Wright can counter. Thruba looking for Tart.
Oh.
Hart not coming off her line when she really should, and Cohen cleared it away. It's funny when Isla Tart runs, she puts her head up like she's just gasping for any amount of air she can get.
Was she doing that at the start of the game as well?
I feel like I've only seen it in the second half.
Am I right that outgoing Pirate keeper Ozzie Tanner might be doing some work with the with Nia Hart and the other keepers on the girls' team.
That's the rumor. Okay. I think it was maybe some preseason stuff, but he's a good keeper. Well, he's a great keeper, and he's a good keeper coach. He's been working in with my, I say my, with me and Shanti's team this year to help coach Owen Mead in goal, and he's certainly been a value asset, and I imagine he works well with this this keeper core as well, all played through by the Gators. This time Hart does come off her line, but strangely enough, elects to use her feet rather than her hands.
I see what you mean about Tart's head back. That's funny.
Yeah. Touched forward by Noller, and in an area, I mean, you see, she obviously she's played 80 minutes and would be gassed, but even still, it just does not seem like quite the pace that we're used to as Coombs takes the throw and into Antonellis. Now Provo. Back into Lana Antonellis, corner of the 18. Goes for it herself. Was not maybe the spot to do that. Provo touches it in. Ernest with a chance. Oh, it's an own goal. Unbelievable. Reagan Kress scores the Pirates' first goal of the season, and with surely seconds left, it's 2-1.
That's good. Nice to get one back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you get when you play the ball into a dangerous area. Look, Provo with a good ball, and Kress, I mean, wow. Just, it's a good finish. I'm right in the bottom corner.
Mm-hmm. You're right. When in doubt, just put it in the box, let it bang around, see what happens.
Honestly, you put it in the box low with pace.
Anything can happen.
If you beat the first man, anything can happen. As Annie Wright take the kickoff, ball's here with Camille Bates, Antonellis. Trying to win it back, but is unable to dispossess Bamford. And ball played forward. Kassad touching it out of bounds for a Gator throw in. Pirate territory. That's got
to
be it.
Yeah, Pirates had a mind to against all odds, even it up. And had they been able to win possession there, they might have had a chance, but I think this game's over.
Yeah, I imagine this one. Annie Wright taking their sweet time on this throw in, as it will be Bamford. Into Tart, back to Bamford, hoists one into the box. Not a bad ball by Bamford. Takes the box inside, bounces inside the 6-yard box, and then touched out of bounds by Mirabel Graspo. And the Pirates will have a goal kick. Referee's letting them play. Push them up. See, nobody really pushing up as Kassad goes along. Takes a hop over Kress, hits the shoulder of Alpin, who's being shielded off of it by Zottner. Alpin comes away with it momentarily. Ernest trying to make a nuisance of herself. It's just total chaos here as the Gators come away with it, but now it's going to Ernest. Noller's moved up to striker here. Now Reiling, shielded out by Kress for an Annie Wright throw-in.
That's it.
And that should be it, surely.
Ref put a whistle in his mouth.
Yeah, it's got to be. I think he's just waiting for the ball to come
in. Yeah.
Oh, no, takes his whistle out. I mean, we'll see. Katia Defoba, I mean, everybody out there looks tired. Referee, tell Defoba to get on with it. Throwing down the line, hops over Reiling, and then Cohen misread the bounce. That is full time. Pirates lose by a score of 2-1 to the Annie Wright Gators, the same score by which they lost in the playoffs last year to Annie Wright and were knocked out. A last-second goal from a corner did it for them at the end, and it was a last-second goal for the Pirates, an own goal by Reagan Kress, technically assisted by Lilith Provo. Some pros and some cons. I would start with the pros. I thought the first 15 minutes for Vachon looked really good. I thought their possession looked strong, but what you saw from them, and I think is yet another example of the inexperience of this squad, when they didn't score early on, they felt as though this is not working, we have to switch it up. And it ended up, for the rest of the match, just being long balls down the wings to Serebrikov and Antonellis, which just did not work and was what should have been different. I mean, it was great when they were getting forward as a team, connecting passes. If you're Noller and Provo and Reiling and Serebrikov and Antonellis and whoever else, you got to be working to combine those passes because that's the advantage they had over Annie Wright. They're a better passing team. But the game, after about 15 minutes, just played into Annie Wright's hands. They were able to sit back. Defoba was able to just boot it long every time, and Tart was able to just use her speed to get one goal, and then a mistake by Sophie Cohen led to the second. But it's better than last year.
It's much better than last year. No, there's a lot of positives to work on. I mean, you know, I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a sting anytime you take a loss at the hands of a prep school.
Yeah, but all the teams we play are prep schools.
Almost all of them are. It's true.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I think you're right. There's a lot to build on. For you, player of the match?
I mean, I thought that sometimes her decision-making was poor, but I'm going to go with Lana Antonellis just because I thought Serebryakov also did a great job, but she was on the pitch less. Antonellis played pretty much the whole game and was dangerous every time she got the ball. So I'm going to go with Antonellis. I think the team needs to really learn how to work around her and push forward as a unit, because just, even though Antonellis was good, she can't run through the whole defense on her own.
Yeah, it makes two of us. I'm going to go with Antonellis as well, and I expect the chemistry to improve over the course of the season. I expect the strength of Vachon to be at that midfield. It wasn't quite what I was hoping for or expecting today between Provo and Noller, but both of those players are far too talented for this to be the norm. So I expect that to improve, and I think we're going to see some goals from Antonella.
Yeah. Jamar Chase got 4 fantasy points last week. Doesn't mean it's going to keep happening. I really, really hope so.
I hate fantasy. I hate fantasy, and Jamar Chase, he screwed me.
Yeah, it's just week one, though. Week one, he screwed me as well. But,
Yeah,
Antonellis, woman of the match. I think shout-out for Sophie Cohen. I think if she hadn't made the mistake that led to the second goal, she certainly would have had a shout to be woman of the match. I thought defensively, especially in the first half, she was really strong, got forward really well.
Yeah.
And I thought Kassad did a decent job dealing with the through balls for Tard, especially once the game was sort of nearing its close.
It's a lot to ask of a player like Kassad when they're dealing. You know, it's a lot of over-the-top 1v1 balls against an unusually fast attacker.
Well, I think that's it from me. Next match for the girls is another home one, also at 5:15 on Thursday. They will be facing an out-of-conference opponent, Montesano, who was, I believe, also their second match of the season last year. They lost 3-0. This one was away to Montesano, which was a trek.
I remember.
Glad we're not doing that this year. It's home to Montesano. It's going to be live on Voice of Vachon. And that's it from me and Jamie. Final score of the Vachon Pirates 1, Annie Wright Gators 2.